Today's learning should be on Nishma's Chaim Lud from Shana Yom Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Azir Yisra Manach Har Moshe Yischus from Shalom Echaim Moshe Malkin and Brach Basar Malkin and Yitzchuk Fegaldina and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Resh Ayin Aleph, continuing over here in the Halachas of Kiddush. We're middle of Sif Yud. We just started Sif Yud and we're on the second line for those looking inside. We are on the second line of the Mechaber. The Mechaber just told us yesterday that we have to keep all the rules of a Kais, and now we're going to move into a slightly different topic. Now, the actual process of the Kiddush. Says the Mechaber, Va'oimer Vayechuli Me'omed. You say the Vayechuli Chulu Me'omed, standing. Va'achekach Oimer Barer Piyagofen. Then you say Barer Piyagofen. Va'achekach Kiddush. And then we say Kiddush. Now let's do the Ramah before we go to the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Ramah, V'yachal lamad b'shas kiddush. So the Ramah says, Ramah's minig was to seemingly to sit by kiddush. He says you could stand by kiddush. V'yoyset toiv li'eshev, but it's better to sit. V'nehagin li'eshev af b'shas aymer vayichulu. Says the Ramah that even the by vayichulu you should sit. Rak, kishemaschilin, when you start Kiddush, oimnim tzas, for those who sit, you should sort of stand up a little bit. L'chvoid Hashem, because of Hashem's name, ki maschilim, yoim hashishi, vayichulu hashemayim. So the words, yoim hashishi, vayichulu, v'nirmer Hashem, barash eshtev. It's the first four letters, yoim hashishi, the yud and a hey, and then vayichulu is a vav. Hashemayim is a hey, is Hashem's name. So let's pause over here for a moment before we continue the Ramah. Mechaber says, stand by Vayechulu. And then doesn't really reference the rest, what you should do. He just says, but he only says you should stand there. So it seems that you should sit by the rest. The Ramah says, you could, if you want, stand by Kiddush, but really it's better to sit by the Kiddush. We'll see why. And he just says that by the first four words, Yoyim Hashishi, Vayechulu Hashemayim, you should sort of stand up a little bit because it starts with Hashem's name. But really, the Ramah says, it's preferable to sit. Obviously, that those who do have a minik to sit by Kiddush, that those who have a minik to stand by Yom HaShishi and then sit down, that those who have a minik to stand, the whole thing. So we'll have to understand, really, all these menhagim. The one thing, no matter which minik you have, we should recognize that we do have Hashem's name over there in the beginning. It's something to have in mind when we start. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah to discuss what's the reason to sit, what's the reason to stand, and the different parts, and what's the reason for all the different minhagim. Sif kat mem hei, va'oyma vayichulu me'umid. You say the vayichulu standing. Why? As we said the same thing by davening. After Shmoneh Esrei, shehu edus, al b'riyas shamayim v'aretz, you're saying edus, are you saying testimony? Ve'edus be'ina me'umid. We had this already, so therefore it would only make sense to say it's standing over here. Even though you already said it earlier on by Ma'ariv, so you're saying it here again. So those who were at home, who perhaps did not daven Ma'ariv, or they didn't daven Ma'ariv with a minyan, so they didn't say the Vayechulu, they should also be yaitzit, and therefore it's the same edus again, and therefore the Mechaber is saying you should stand by it. So it makes perfect sense. Uberekeach hevi b'shem medrash. Uberekeach brings down a medrash. Tetzarech loyim v'echulu shalosh pamim. There's an inyan to say it three times. He doesn't say why. Echad b'tfila, echad once by davening. Echad la'achad tfila, once after the davening. Ve'echad al kais, and one time on the kais. Ve'koch surachreinim. Dimshachach loyim v'echulu b'shas kiddush. If you left it out by kiddush, oimer b'emsasud al kais, you should say it again on the kais. Again, usually we don't forget to say the first part of kiddush, but for whatever reason, you forgot to say the Yom HaShishi, Vayichulu HaShemayim, you thought it was Yontav, and you forgot that it's Shabbos, then you should pour another kais, and you should say Vayichulu during the meal, to be Yaitz of this Medrash, and say it three times, even if you said it by Ma'ariv, and also, in case your B'nai Bayis didn't hear it, you should do it for them. Okay, but now we understand why the Mechaber says to stand by the Vayichulu. The Yaitzatav Leishev, but however, the Ramah said it's better to sit. So what's the reason to sit by Kiddush? Because remember, one of the things that you need to have by Kiddush is you need Kiddush B'makom Suda. It's a lot more B'makom Suda if you're sitting at the table than if you're standing at the table. That's reason number one. You're standing. And the Be'er Agra says, another reason he gives. The kaven she'echad paitach haveiro, since the people around the table are being yotze with yekiddush, be'inun kviyas sheyikbu yachad. Just like by benching, you remember, we needed a kviyas. If we're going to do benching together, we have to be kaveya the meal together. We have to be kaveya the benching together. So too over here, I'm being yotze everybody with kiddush. It's preferable to be sitting. It'll be yeshiva by sitting around the table. Mikra kviyas u'kanal b'simen kuf samach zayin. We had by kuf samach zayin. Ulefidvarv, according to this pshat, gamma shoymin srichalashim. It's not enough that the guy making kiddush should be sitting, right? Which we said the first reason is it should be kiddush and makom suda. It's enough that the guy making the kiddush is sitting. But according to this reason, that the reason is out the people being yotze, not only does he have to sit, they all have to sit around the table with him. The toiv lezar bezelechatrila says the Chafetz Chaim, you should be zar in this, that really we should be sitting by kiddush. V'yeshloim, the gam. Daitai who rak lechatchila, v'alkapanim. Okay, so he says. So now, so lamaisa, we stop over here. We have a problem with the minik to stand by kiddush. Now, end of the day, before we even go further in the Mishnah Berurah, you look in the Piskei Teshuvos. You look in, I believe, the Aruch HaShulchan as well. He says, end of the day, we have a minik by many al pi Kabbalah that there's an inyan to stand by kiddush, and if that is your minik. To stand by kiddush, you shouldn't go change your minig based on this. That is a minig, a long-standing minig, and it's not something that we just go and change. However, there is one practical thing that even if your minig is to stand by kiddush, there is one practical thing to take care out of everything that we just learned till now. What was the reason? The second reason, the one brought down by the Gra that you should be sitting, is in order that you should be yotzi the other people, right? That then by in order to be yaitza them, you have to be kviyas. You're making kiddush for them. They are hearing the kiddush from you, right? So therefore we said you should sit. So he says, however, the alkalpanim, tzarech lizor, atzman, yachad kiddush. Even if you're gonna go, your meaning is to stand by kiddush, and everyone's gonna be standing by kiddush, they all gotta be around the table. The father gets up to make kiddush. One kid's in the living room, the wife is in the kitchen still preparing stuff, the other kid is upstairs going to get their slippers, right? And you're making kiddush, right? And everybody, oh, don't worry, I hear it, I'm being geitzah. No, we said at the end of the day, you need a kviyas in order to be yaitzah kiddush. So even if you're going to not do this standing, because that's your minig from your father, your grandfather, great-grandfather, is to stand by kiddush. You certainly have to make sure that the people are standing around the table, not everybody's just floating around the house. The zele mikri kviyas cloud. That's not a kviyas at all. Okay. Now, if remember, we said till now, everybody hears her. I see this. The camera's freezing and unfreezing a little bit, but the sound is fine. Sound is good. Okay. If you remember, we had. The Mechaber said we should stand by Yechulu. The Rama says better to sit. But we did give a reason why the Mechaber said to stand by Yechulu, because that is the Eidah. So why, on that Chelek, why is the Rama sort of disagreeing and saying it's okay to sit by the whole thing, or possibly even preferable to sit by the whole thing? Says the Mishnah Berurah that. Shamru, remember, end of the day, you did say the Eidah already. The Eidah was in Beis Medrash. And therefore, the Rama says you should say it's sitting like the rest of Kiddush. Okay, so that's the discussion on the standing and the sitting by the Kiddush. Now, let's go a little bit further into the Kiddush. Says the Rama, Kishamaska, when you start making Kiddush, yitan ein of Benares, you should look at the candles. We'll see why in a moment, why that is a good thing to do, is to look at the candles. Ubishasa Kiddush, during the Kiddush. Because shel bracha, you should stare at the cup. The chen nirali says the Rama, that is the appropriate thing. Why? Yita ein of bener, you should look at the candle. Vahu skula refuas and lainayim. This is a skula to cure your eyes. Shekahu ayidei psiagasa. There is brought down that when people during the week are rushing, and because of that they walk quickly and they take large steps, it causes their eyes to weaken. And the way you get that eyesight back, it strengthens your eyes, is brought down that by staring at the candles by Kiddush. That's how you bring that eyesight back. So therefore is an inyan medaktik, but again, there's no loss in it because it's helpful and it's brought down from kadmonim that this is a helpful thing. Now, after you make the kid, after you start the kiddush and you look at the candles, he said you should look at the kais. Why should you look at the kais? Heinu. He said, look at Kuf Pei Gimel. They were talking about by benching. And he said, you should stare at the cup. Why? It helps you concentrate. So there's no inyan, there's no skula in staring at the cup. It's not going to cure you. It's not going to give you panasa from just the fact that you're staring at the cup or whatever other skula you want to make out of it. It's just going to help you concentrate better. You concentrate better by benching, then you're going to get all the brachas that are in benching. And certainly by Kiddush, you're being Mekadosh the Shabbos. You want to be able to concentrate. So it's an Eitz HaToiva on how you can concentrate. When you're making the Kiddush, instead of looking around, you keep your eyes on the cup, you stay more focused. Of course, you're looking into although you don't have to say Kiddush inside. However, Rabbi Shai Mazama writes that it was a chumrah that he took upon himself to always try to say the Kiddush inside. So if you can say the Kiddush inside, it's also good as well. Let's start with Siv Yud Aleph. A person is making comes Friday night and he realizes he only has one cup of wine. Okay, mekadesh. Now you want to have that cup last you for by night and for by day. Okay, so we'll see the metzias, but I'll make it easy. Right now you have a cup that has a maloi lugmav plus a revius, right? Because if it doesn't have at least that amount, then you're not going to be able to get two kadeshim out of it, right? Because for kiddush we need to have a revius. And you need to drink at least a maloy lugmav. Okay, so if I have a cup full that's equal to at least a revius and a maloy lugmav, in theory I can get two kadeshim out of it because I can drink the maloy lugmav, and then I have a revius left, which would be my kiddush for the next day. Okay, so now we have such a cup, but that's all I got. Okay, mikdash by belayla, make kiddush by night. I ain't a time, man. Don't taste from it. Shleif gemeni, because if you drink from it, it becomes pogam. Pour off to another cup. Now taste from the second cup. Okay. And then you're able to be mekadesh from the first cup. But if you would drink from the first cup, you'd be left with a problem. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shayfech mani kashir maloy lugmav. Pour off a maloy lugmav. And then you'll make kiddush from the second cup. Ibn Magad Avram Hiskel Adasa Tosis, the Kosel Shel Choyva, Tzarech Lias HaTi'ima Davka Mikosel Shel Sheyesh by Revius Yayin. Now, his Eitzah has a problem because Tosis says that not only do you need to drink a Maloy Lugmav, you need to drink from a cup with a Revius. So if I pour off a Maloy Lugmav, I'm only drinking from a cup with a Maloy Lugmav, right? So therefore, he said, so it doesn't really work as Eitzav. Al Kain, Anocha Shiasa Kach, what should you do? And this is going to be Negei to us. Yishpach Mitchila my Kaisa Rishon Toch Kaisa Acha. Pour off, I remember I had a cup of Revius plus a loin lugmav. I pour off a Revius. Viyazar Shishar by Revius Yain. I'm sorry, I pour off a Maloy lugmav. Okay? I leave at least the Revius in this cup. Viyita my Kaisa Rishim Rishim Maloy lugmav. Now I drink from my first cup a Maloy lugmav. Now pour the wine back. Now, what happened to the first cup when I drank the maloy lugmav? It became pogam. But how do you make something out pogam? Is by pouring non-pogam wine into it. So very simple. I have my cup. I pour off part of it, but I keep a revius in this cup. I drink a maloy lugmav. Now this cup is pogam. But I take the wine that I poured off. I pour it back into this kais, and now it's no longer pogam. The bezan niskin pigimasa, and that's how you fix it. The elbasim and kuf pei beisivav. The yuchal akadish alavim yesh bayat revius yain. Now it has a revius. I am able to go ahead and be mekadish. Now, not everybody agrees with this. We'll continue this more tomorrow, but just one point over here. Not everyone agrees with this concept that when I taste kosher bracha, when I taste my kiddush or my kosher bracha from benching, it has to have a revius. So again, I need to make kiddush, it has to have a revius. A kosher bracha has to have a revius. I need to drink a maloy lugmav. But what happens if I'm making kiddush at home and I have a cold? So normally I drink and everybody drinks from my cup. Or I have guests, right? They don't want to drink from the same cup that I drank from. Or I have a cold. I don't want to give everybody the cold. So I pour off a maloy lugmav and I drink that, and then everybody else can drink from my kais. But according, not everyone agrees with this, but according to the Magen Avraham, who follows Tosfos' Shita, I have to drink my Maloi Lugma from a cup of a Revias. So therefore, in that case, I have to actually pour off a full Revias, drink my Maloi Lugma from that, and then give out the cup. So there's something to keep in mind, not just pouring off the Maloi Lugma, but pouring off about 3.5 ounces or something like that. If I want to make sure to cover all my bases, I should be drinking my Maloi Lugmav from a cup that has a Revias. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in the name of Hashem, we shall continue tomorrow.